Just... Happy 100th episode!
Oh my god!
Why are you wearing jeans? And a sweatshirt.
What is happening?
With Trish! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
What in the name?
You said I had to look delightful for the celebration.
I just said be delightful.
I'm feeling a little overdressed.
When have we ever gotten dressed up?
When have you ever done a 100th episode?
Oh, last week.
That was 99.3 quarters, like Harry Potter. That was 99.3 quarters. What do I do now?
Have a seat, please.
I missed you.
Oh, thank you. Congratulations.
Happy episode.
This is a new season.
This is a new season. My goodness.
Do I make you baby?
Okay. For those of you listening to this, my co-host is sitting in front of me making cat gestures. And touching himself in weird places.
If you don't watch the show, you don't get to see what goes on the show.
A red velvet coat. Red velvet. I'm going to say that one more time. Red velvet. Wow.
Do I make you feel a certain way, baby?
Yes, a certain way.
Feeling tickly.
Thank you so much for that amazing introduction.
You
to this fabulous,
have done a phenomenal job.
Thank you,
teeing us up for the year.
Thank you.
What you didn't do, was get dressed for the episode.
I
thought you were going to be in a ball gown.
I was not. I was never planning to be in a ball gown.
Lorelai,
what?
Lorelai.
Yes, master.
Telling lies, are we?
I have never once come to sit downstairs in our podcast space, which is in the basement of our house, by the way, friends. I have never once come here in anything other than my regular clothes.
Have I ever come in form-fitting pants and a velvet coat?
No.
Have you ever recorded a 100th
episode?
But you
have come in a bathrobe once. That's true.
And I also asked you that day.
What?
Do I make you baby?
All right. Happy New Year.
Oh,
welcome back,
look
dear
at this.
Friends, to our one. Is this finally our 100th
episode? This is our 100th
episode. To our 100th episode
look
of Sheena Interrupted. We have a new space design.
There's pataka papers on this top. It's amazing. Boo, boo, boo. That olive tree looks nice with some papers in it now.
There's literally
this is so great. You can't touch anything.
Everywhere.
This
there's
is beautiful.
Confetti
we should leave it
everywhere.
Like this.
So this
we
is our 100th.
On my wall.
This is our 100th episode. What are you doing?
Didn't work. Try again later.
This is our 100th episode. Thank you for being here for 100 with an asterisk.
Of course, pussycat.
Episodes.
Of course. Anything for you.
Sheena Interrupted. Wow, I got through it. If you like what you see, hit that subscribe button. I'm going to put it up
People,
here.
Why don't you print one?
Where?
There, and stick it on the wall.
No.
So when you point, it doesn't look so ridiculous.
If you like what you see, if you are new to our show.
Lorelai! If you can we get a subscribe button for the wall, please?
Yes, master.
Thank
this
you for
incredible.
Being here. If you have already subscribed and if you haven't and you
why
just
why is she in chains? What have you two been lollygagging with while I was upstairs getting ready?
Click on that subscribe button and join us every week because really, at this point, anything is possible.
My shirt.
Anything. Your shirt has texture.
Covers.
Your shirt has texture. Your jacket has a different texture. Your pants have a third texture. This is wild. What I'm looking at right now is absolutely fabulous. You look fantastic.
I should be on some decorating show.
Yes, you should. And where do you have socks on?
No.
No socks. All right. So what are we talking about today?
You tell me.
So this is...
I came to play.
Okay, fine.
What's
perfect.
My name?
I'm hoping that I told you this. I told you
Tridelicious.
You can
call me
Trid.
Tridelicious for short.
Okay. But I told you I can't.
Please try.
Thank
it.
You, Tridelicious.
No, it's Tridelicious for short. My last name is for short.
You're outrageous.
FOSHAUT.
For short.
Tridelicious for short.
Okay. So 100 episodes.
1,000 episodes. 10% there.
We have a new setup. We have new lights. We have finally, I put the pictures up on the wall. There's some paneling, like sound paneling up on the walls. We're in a good spot right now.
This is it.
This is it.
We should start a podcast. So our new podcast will be a new color.
Okay.
Same thing. Okay. That's how you get them. Okay. And the people that are watching, they know.
Yeah.
So they'll come and they'll tell her, oh my God.
Oh, you so know we're going to say new podcast?
New podcast.
Okay.
We just say we're launching a podcast.
What's it called?
Sheena Interrupted.
Oh my God.
That's how you do it.
That's what our podcast is.
Yes. But your podcast has about 20,000 people that like it.
Okay.
Your following
is
20 million.
Okay.
So if you do the math, that means only 1% of your following actually knows you have a podcast.
But think about it. People know we have a podcast, but not everybody likes podcasts. It's really hard to grow a podcast. Like, it's a really, really tough act.
I actually made a mistake.
What?
Only 0.1% of your following
knows that we have a podcast. No, it's not 200. It's not 20,000 people that like our podcast.
2,000? 0.001?
No, it's about 100,000 people.
Okay.
So it's a little more than
0.5%.
Sure.
200,000 would be 1%.
Yes.
So we should just pretend we never had a podcast.
No, we actually, everybody knows that we have a podcast.
No, they don't know.
They know.
Don't tell me 99.9% of your listeners don't give a shit about this.
Why do you think I keep telling people to hit that subscribe button?
They don't listen to you.
No, they don't listen. Guys, if you are part of the people that watch this podcast and have never hit that subscribe button, this is why. This is why we need you
to
hit.
The math ain't mathing,
the math
bro.
Is not mathing. I know.
Okay, but all
kidding
aside,
it's really good for us as people who are trying to grow a podcast.
As people who really like numbers.
No, as people who are trying to grow a podcast.
As people that try to sell you products for money from advertisers. If you don't subscribe, we don't get the type of revenue we need to keep this show going.
And we've been...
You know how much this fur coat cost me?
It's not fur.
You know how much these red serpents are?
We've been trying to grow and build this podcast for 2 years now. This is year 3, episode 100. With an asterisk.
Season 3, episode 1.
Yep.
Season 3, episode 1 of our brand new content.
Yes. Well, it's
this
not.
Is episode 1 of our brand new third podcast.
No, it's not. It's the same podcast. But I thought it would be cool to like talk about why we started this podcast and why we still show up every week and why we're still doing it and what we get out of it and what we think that the people are getting out of it, which is why we
I would like to know the answer to most of these questions myself.
Okay. You tell me, why did you start the podcast? I know why I started.
Because you said, hey, I want you to do this with me. And I said, okay.
That's the reason?
Yes. You need more reason than that?
Yeah, a little
bit. Why did you start it?
Because you said you wanted
to start a podcast. I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You said it would be really cool to start a podcast. And you
Lorelai?
Also...
Yes, Master.
Did she... make us start a podcast by sending us both the same message from the other person?
I don't know.
What a sicko. Stop calling me that. It's making me warm.
Wait, you don't want to do a podcast?
I enjoy doing the podcast, but I didn't start the podcast.
You are the one who said we should start a podcast.
You said that. You're the one with the followers and all that.
You said, look at all the followers you have. We should start a podcast.
No, I said, look at all the followers you have. You should think about a podcast. And then you thought about it. You said, yeah, I want to do a podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't know you wanted to host me as a co-host.
Host you as a co-host?
Yeah, I'm talent. Okay. You host me.
Okay.
I thought you'd have other people coming over. I'm like, it's nice. You can have some friends in the house.
We can do that. We can have other people come in for our podcast. If that's something that you want to do or that our listeners want to hear, like other people on our podcast, that could be fun. Okay. If you didn't want to even start this podcast, and I know you enjoy it, but if you didn't even want to start, why did you keep going?
Because you promised money.
When did I do that?
You said all these followers will subscribe, then you'll sell advertisements for a lot of money.
I did.
And they will listen because they know that's how you make a living, but none of that came true.
No.
So now, you know.
We're just sitting here, two people doing a podcast.
We did help a lot of people get jobs on Indeed this year. Last year, yeah. I'm proud of that. Some person who didn't have a job now got a job. Because that's pretty cool. Some people got cozy sheets. I don't know.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff we did. And we charged almost nothing to do it. That's the best part.
This is true.
It's a gift of giving.
So this year on the podcast, would you like to charge more money?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that won't happen because no one subscribes, no one listens.
So it's help us by subscribing to our channel. No, don't subscribe.
Just listen. Tell a friend. Tell a friend.
Okay, yeah, tell
a friend. If you laugh once, send it to someone.
I agree.
I smell like leather and jasmine. You know that? I sprayed perfume on myself and now I keep thinking I'm in an expensive department store.
You smell like you came from an expensive department store.
I smell like I have a pet jaguar.
Okay. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Rich.
Okay.
Rich people have exotic cats as pets.
Really? Do you know even one rich person that has an exotic cat?
No.
That's Richie Rich. That's what I thought.
Mike Tyson in Hangover 2.
That is a fictional moment in time.
Yes, he probably smelled like this in that movie.
Okay, cool. Is there one thing about our podcast that like surprised you or?
Yes, the lack of numbers. I was actually quite shocked
by how few people watch this. A lot more people would listen to her. I think a lot of people do listen
to her. This is quality content.
Yeah, I know.
But the minds, like the attention span of people has really diminished.
Yes.
This idea of doing 30, 40, 50 minutes.
Yeah. And taking people's attention for that long period of time. So if you have been listening to our podcast and watching our podcast or both or none like, or half of them, whatever.
We could fit the people that watch this every week in our house.
Really?
I didn't know that.
No. There's more related people. To us. No. That's not true. But if you are one of the people who either listen or watch our podcast on a regular basis.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Danke.
That's a big commitment. Shukriya. That is a huge commitment on your part. So we are very
arigato gozaimasu.
He's grateful in all these languages.
Merci beaucoup.
Mm-hmm. Are you done?
Lo siento.
I'm sorry.
I know, because you said I'm taking too long.
Oh, okay.
Gracias.
What do you think our listeners get from our show every week?
Good giggles.
Yeah?
A good Google here and there.
That's it?
That's it.
Is that
it? What else do you want?
No, I think we
give them joy.
But I think that
we don't give them gifts.
No, we don't give them gifts.
Because we don't have anyone giving us gifts to give them gifts.
Yeah.
See? That's what happens when you don't have a good show.
We have money, a good show.
We have a great show and you don't have people that listen to your great show.
So that's the problem is how in 2026, how do we get more people to listen to our show?
The absolute best way to not get people to listen to your show is to tell them, why aren't you listening to my show?
So why do you do that every week?
I complain to you, the host. I thought this was a prep meeting.
This is not a prep meeting. You got all dressed
up. They'll come. Don't worry. If you build it, they will come.
Okay. So I wanted to talk about all the things, all the lessons that you learned, and I learned, all the things that we learned in our past 100 episodes.
We have to do
100
this
things
us.
That you learned in 100 episodes. Yes. 100 things that you learned in 100 episodes.
You go first.
I learned that podcasts are a lot of work.
Yes. I learned that it's really hard to share the microphone with somebody. Your turn.
I learned that you interrupt me a lot.
I learned that fake olive trees are more expensive than you think. That's 4. You better pick up the pace. You said 100. Why did you even think of saying 100? Why didn't you just say like, we'll do top 10. Like it's a very, that's everyone who's calling it in, just this top 10.
We could do a top 10.
You're so ambitious.
Yeah.
Stop being so ambitious.
I learned that I'm too ambitious for my own good.
Too ambitious. You know what they say?
What?
When you're too ambitious, you're making an am out of you and issues.
What is that?
I don't know. That's who why. Says that's that? Who shouldn't be
Have
ambitious.
You been drinking?
Yes. No. I'm good.
Okay, let's take a quick break for oh, a word God. From our sponsor. Again,
we actually have a sponsor. Are you messing with me?
No.
You started sponsoring your own show? Why don't we run ads about Gina Interrupted on our show? Maybe that will help. Let's do that.
Okay, and we're back.
If a giraffe wore a shirt.
Yeah.
Where would the neck part be? Would it be like a normal shirt right over the shoulders and like the whole neck would be sticking out? Or would it be a long shirt so the neck would be upright under its
I think
jaw.
The collar would be really, really long. Like
just
that
a really
stiff,
big collar?
Yeah, the stiff part would be really, really big. Mm. And then the bow tie would go like right at like, the...
Would the bow tie stop on the neck itself?
On the neck. Not up, all the way up.
What? The collar would be on the ceiling, but the bow tie would be down in his stomach?
I don't know.
You should not design for giraffes. Anyways, let's get back to it.
All right. So tell me some of the things. We don't have to go through 100, but tell me some of the things that you feel like you enjoyed talking about, that you enjoyed learning about, that you enjoyed.
We have a secret community.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Like there are people who sent messages saying this was my top podcast that I listened to this year.
Yeah.
We release one episode a week.
Yeah.
Most podcasts release much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yet these people still had this in their top things they watch.
Yep.
So that told me it is something valuable.
Yeah.
We don't do a good job of marketing it somehow. We'll figure that out in time.
Yeah.
You, listener, do a job of marketing this. You're supposed to tell your friends.
It's not their job.
Yeah, it is. They're supposed to tell their friends, hey, do you know this? That's people love discovering something and sharing it with people. You guys are missing out on an opportunity
to be the guy that told you about the cool.
Yeah, to be like, oh yeah, I'm the reason you did this.
Yeah.
But it's okay. You still love them, even if though they don't have they're not savvy.
We're just giving now here, take the tip. But run
we
with
have
it.
We have the community.
Yeah.
And that's why we keep doing it. Because even if it's a smaller community, there's something beautiful about that.
What do you think they like hearing about?
Anything, everything. Just us having a good time.
I went through our top episodes and I think I've figured out a few of the things that are poignant.
Why don't they just tell us?
They can. You can drop That's it easy. Down in the comments below. You can tell us the kinds of things that you enjoy hearing about as our listeners. But what I do think is they like hearing from us as a couple. Like, I wouldn't say marriage tips because everybody does things in their own way, but I think what works for us is...
Let's give some tips.
We can talk about
what
things...
What were we discussing in the shower yesterday?
Oh my God.
What? Why are you... It wasn't that... Why are you behaving like this? I'm confused.
What are you saying?
Remember when I was brushing my teeth?
Yeah.
And you were washing your hair? What were we discussing?
Why do you have to tell people you were in the shower?
Oh. Okay. What were we discussing yesterday while I was brushing my teeth and you were washing your hair in the without the water running? We were just standing in the bathroom. I was brushing my teeth and you were washing your hair without water. Yeah, I wanted to clarify for the people. Okay. Yes, go ahead now. They have no idea that we have running water in the house.
Okay.
Please subscribe. We need running water.
What is it that we were discussing?
It was dry shampoo. And I was just rubbing
what were we discussing?
A Listerine strip on my teeth because we don't have water.
What were we discussing?
About how when you're so independent,
yes,
it's hard sometimes.
Yeah.
So go. You're independent. We just discussed this in the shower yesterday.
This was actually a really important thing. Sometimes your partner doesn't realize when you need to not play the role that you are so good at playing. If that makes sense. Does it make sense? Okay.
I want to make sure because I was supposed to understand so someone can translate if they read this. Go ahead. The water was loud. It was cold.
Okay.
I will share
a little story with you guys. So a few weeks ago, I was having a really, really hard time. I was going through like some emotional stuff and I was going through some physical stuff. I wasn't feeling great.
Constipation.
No, not constipation.
Metamucil twice a day.
No.
They have orange. You like the orange?
Not constipation.
Not the orange.
It was not constipation.
Original flavor, sand.
Oh my God. It was related to my cycle.
Yeah, her bicycle broke. The Peloton stopped tuning.
Okay, so I was having a lot of trouble And I was just like not feeling great. I was feeling very highly emotional. And I personally was feeling like I needed somebody to take care of me.
Yeah.
And then we went skiing. And on our ski trip, the first day that we went out skiing, I didn't feel good at all. It was way too much chaos and commotion for me. I did one run. I came back inside and I was like, guys, I'm done skiing for the day. I'm not going out anymore. And I actually skipped the next day. And then the third day, we went out again because everybody insisted that I was missing out and they missed me and I should go back out. And I, against my better judgment, I went out thinking like, okay, I'm just going to take it easy. And I think I had like a little panic attack up on at the top of the mountain. I started panicking because I wasn't feeling good. My body was like overheating and just feeling crappy. And I didn't want to go down that particular intensity of hill. And all I was looking at were Black Diamond entries. And I didn't realize that we were even going somewhere other than where there was a Black Diamond. And so I was getting frustrated. And I think you saw my frustration, but you didn't see the panic. And you assumed that I was just fine.
Yeah.
I think. And then when we got down to the bottom, I was really upset. And I don't think you understood what I needed in that moment. And I just couldn't, I didn't have the words to express it. So what we were talking about in last night when we were...
Where?
In our bathroom.
Yeah.
What we were talking about was, sometimes I don't want to be like super strong and super independent. Sometimes I just want to be taken care of.
Yep.
And it was almost like...
I had no clue you thought you were having a panic attack.
Yeah.
And that's what we realized. Like it's the double-edged sword yeah. of knowing you're so capable of doing everything in that situation.
Yeah.
The idea to me that you couldn't ski down a blue or a green wasn't even like in my mind.
Yeah.
Because I've actually seen you do that many yeah. times. So there was something unusual about that scenario because of how you were feeling
yeah.
that I didn't understand.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I had any reason to know that.
Yeah.
And then you took facts that you thought I should have known.
Yeah.
And there were signals
yeah.
that I could have got and yeah. I missed them.
Yeah.
And then it translated into, you know, like, our defenses are both, we both think we're right,
yeah.
and then we both become super independent,
yeah.
which ironically is the opposite
of what
you yeah. each want in yeah. that scenario.
Absolutely.
And we're talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you we should just have like a safe word.
Yeah.
Popcorn. Like if you're feeling like
you want to have this safe word for so many,
I know, it's a problem.
Like a variety of things.
We're going to popcorn.
Screaming.
Should we just different popcorn. Type of popcorns?
Like when we need help as parents, popcorn. When we need help somewhere else, popcorn.
So anywhere you need help, it'd yeah. just be popcorn. Scream popcorn's popcorn. The reset. Like, hey, popcorn right now. That means you have to stop, put your defenses down because I need you.
Yeah.
Popcorn means vulnerable.
Yes.
You'll never shout popcorn. Yes. Even I'll never shout popcorn. But at that point, if you're like freaking out on a mountain, all you want is popcorn.
Yeah.
You want to be so like, stop.
The whole point of this was to share with you that
sometimes you should save money on water. Have your conversations in the shower.
Nothing to do with water. Absolutely nothing to do with water.
No.
It had to do with the fact that we enjoy
each other's company.
Yes, and I think everywhere. People enjoy hearing that everything with us is not always like sunshine and
separate showers.
Can we move on?
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
I don't know why you're so fixated on our shower.
I don't know why you are fixated on telling everybody.
So we already learned something from our first fight of 2026.
Yes,
I highly recommend you guys fight quickly.
Yeah.
Start the year on with a fight.
Why?
And then you move from there.
Yeah.
And you can grow as people. And then you could check one thing off your to-do list for this year.
One fight is all you're giving people?
No, they can fight now quickly and then they can be like, yes,
we're a stronger couple now. I actually feel sad that it took so few hours into 2026 for us to find this fight.
No, but look, we've already made up.
Do you know that was on day one of 2026?
Yeah. Attack your goals quickly, swiftly.
No.
We're a stronger couple today than
yes.
we were at the beginning of the year. How
yes,
many people can say that?
But I will tell you something that I did learn from this. I think we took too many days to figure it out. Like we took too
no
many days.
No one wanted to popcorn.
No one wanted
we're
to
popcorn. We're too stubborn.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes.
I'm like, why are you yelling at me? You're a good skier. You're skiing down and then you're getting upset.
Yeah.
And you're like, by the way, I thought there were dragons on the mountain. I was freaking out and I was like, I didn't know you were seeing things. You were not in a like in a good place, yeah. But no one can tell because we're used to seeing you very independent and like on your own all the time.
Yes.
So 2026, no more independence.
At all?
Isn't that your goal,
no.
You said? Just want to be fully dependent on me?
That's what I would you said. Love to see what that looked like.
I don't
you would be
know.
So irritated with me.
I wanted to put that shelf up sideways and you said no.
Really did.
See? So you
guys,
took control.
True story. We put the bottom shelf up and I gave him the job of deciding if this second shelf should be directly above it or slightly over to the side. And his answer was it should be at a diagonal.
Greater than symbol. You're greater than
outrageous.
Most.
Outrageous. You're sweet. You're very sweet. But no, that was outrageous.
Now it just says equal.
Okay, so tell me one other thing that you want to share as far as like a marriage tip that you thought we talked about maybe last year during our podcast. Maybe during one of our love story episodes.
Did we fight last year?
All the time.
Give me another fight we did, you remember? Because we always learn from these things.
I don't remember. I try not to remember these
things. Come up with a system to cut the fight, like in mid-fight, if you can do it.
How? That's your advice?
Get a mask.
No.
Party hats. I've told you this before.
But we never tried
can
it.
Can we
you
get
can't...
the birthday hats?
No, you cannot
if you're
cannot
on the mountain yelling
somebody...
and I said, put on this birthday hat. Or if someone's yelling at you, put on the birthday cap. Like a 4-year-old little hat with a string in your chin.
You've never tried. That's not.
Let's try it.
No.
If I put on a party cap when you're upset, what are you going to have to do? If one person pulls out the party hat, the other one has to do a dance while yelling. Can you do it? Will you be capable to go through? You'll be like, I don't want to do this. And I'll be like, look, I'm wearing the party hat.
You notice how sometimes people say, don't go to bed angry?
Yeah.
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, go to bed in another room.
No.
That's what you always tell me. Go sleep somewhere else.
No.
You're not welcome here. That's another good tip for the new year.
I've never said
sleep
that.
Sleep in
to
separate
you.
Bedrooms.
No.
You know what they say?
I've never
Shower
said
Shower together,
that.
Sleep away. Makes all the people happy from
I've
day
never
to day.
I've never said that. No, but what they did say was, you don't have to solve the issue before you go to bed, but have like touch them in the middle of the night. Like
they're
even if it's
in the other room, they're going to think someone's trying to kill them.
Even
in
if
their
it's
sleep.
Like putting your foot against their foot or your leg
up
touch
there.
No.
Keep them up there.
No, or like your wazoo? Hand rested on their
Why is it
bed?
Called a wazoo?
Oh my God. Huh? Are you okay?
What is a wazoo?
I actually remembered one more thing it was a big takeaway for me for our relationship last year.
How quickly it is that if you eat pizza, this happens.
No. Remember that quote that I found?
About the sunshine?
Yeah.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Dope. The sun does not say to the earth, you owe me. Look at what happens with a love like that. It can light up the whole sky. And that was something that I read during the year at some point, and it changed my framework. Like, you don't have to do stuff with the expectation that your partner is going to do other stuff in return.
That's what I think every time I clear the sink.
Yeah. Nice. That's what I think every time I get up in the morning
yeah,
with the
like,
kids.
Here, I'm going to put stuff in this and see how this is an endless, it's like an IHOP.
Sure.
I want to get that string cleaner. I want the industrial washer.
Yeah. And also the other thing is, like, I see comments from people sometimes. They're like, how is it that this person can make so many endless jokes and you never get irritated and you're always still laughing? Like, people ask me. People say that in the comment section.
Like how do you not get tired of fun?
The fact that we make fun of each other and that you mock me endlessly.
When do I mock you?
All the time. Like every single day.
Give me one example.
Every
one
single
real example
day.
Of me mocking you.
Like
go ahead. There's many examples of it's every day.
Just now, you just said about the sink, how I'm constantly filling the sink and you're constantly emptying the sink.
What is that mocking you?
I'm filling it. I'm feeding you.
So how is that mocking you?
Because you made it seem like all I do is make dirty dishes.
No.
Yes.
You just said you put dirty dishes in the sink.
Yes.
That's not mocking you.
Okay, doesn't matter. The point
Give me
is...
one example, bro.
Oh, my God.
You and your people on there, the
I'm
mockery.
I'm just
the
saying...
The mock machines.
Oh, my God.
Mockaroons. If you're a mockaroon, send me an email.
You're doing it right now, right this minute.
Not mocking
minute.
You, I'm mocking the mockaroons. Imagine that.
So the point is, if you look at the person's intention behind the mocking.
Do you guys have a dance?
Me and the mockaroons?
Yeah. The Macarena?
The thing that I wanted to say you understand somebody's intention and the way that they actually feel, then you'll understand that the mocking doesn't come from a bad place. It comes from, that's like his love language. Tell me one thing you learned about parenting last year.
Oh, that they, that's why I'm so interested in learning languages.
Oh.
Because you have to learn a new language every time your kid grows up one more year or whatever.
Yes.
Or I understand one more everything day. They say.
Yeah. Sometimes
I embrace that.
Do you
I
know love what Jay said things. To me the other day? I was in the car with him, just him
he called
and me.
You a vroom vroom or something.
No,
right?
He said, get a load of this guy. I'm like, who are you talking
to? Oh, he told you to get a load of this guy for you?
He was That's talking awesome. To me. I'm like, who are you talking to? He's like, you. I'm like, who are you telling? You. Get a load of this guy.
Yeah, you fight it. I love it.
I do
it.
Not.
I find it
I
awesome.
I found it amazing. I think we should do another episode.
I call them bro all the time.
I think we should do another episode like that. Like that decoding Gen Z lingo. Yeah. It was such a fun episode
on,
that I
unk.
Did with him.
You're unk? Cooler than that.
I'm no unk. If there's any unk in this room, it's you.
Unk be wearing a wool sweater. And this
is
socks.
It's cashmere.
Exactly.
Mine is cashmere.
Unk be spending $200 on a sweater and trying to be young.
Okay. So keep up with the kids. Like, just let them be.
Just be, bro.
Yeah.
Be. Yeah. But you don't have to be their friend.
No.
Because...
You can be.
You know, you and I constantly have this. We didn't learn anything. We haven't solved it yet.
Yeah.
But you're a softer parent.
Yeah.
And I'm more of a... You know.
What?
Fafo parent.
Fafo?
Yeah.
What is a fafo?
Around and find out.
Oh my god,
that's fafo. Please beep that. I'm a fafo parent.
Oh my god.
Yeah, do it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah,
I'm a you gotta get wet.
Yeah,
and then you learn to swim.
Yeah,
you're more of a wait come here Sonny, let me blow up the inflatable arm ducky for you, and then you go in. Oh wait, let me check the temperature first.
I definitely feel like we have a good balance there, because I think
to
they
Jay
need
this
both
morning.
Yeah,
about that.
What
about how I'm fafo and you're not fafo?
You told him that?
I didn't give him the... I just told him I'm more of a... I would allow you to mess up more things at this age.
Yeah.
Because I think that's how you'll truly learn.
Yeah.
Whereas mama gives you more of a security blanket.
Yeah.
So your deep down subconscious knows you won't fail. You won't miss something.
Yeah.
Because she's like guardian angeling you.
Yeah. I think they
I
need
would
both.
Let you scrape your knees.
I think
and then
they
be
need
like,
both.
Okay. So, fafo, bro.
Okay.
Fafo.
All right. So
that's
that,
a term.
That is a term? Mm-hmm. You didn't just make that up?
No.
Okay, cool. I didn't know that.
Google it.
I will not. You just told me what it was.
I'm just saying, if other people want to... It's because the trophy participation generation...
Yeah.
That's finished.
Yes.
Like... We're not doing that anymore.
No, because we understood right away that it is absolutely not serving the child.
But there's a lot of children today that are going through college or starting their professional lives that came through that generation.
Yeah.
And the one above them, their older siblings, are like, hell no.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
No, it's true. He asked me something yesterday or the day before. He said, can you drive me somewhere? And he came at the last minute and he wanted me to reschedule Zara's plans. And I said, no, you're going to wait. And he said... He gave me one of those, bro. I'm like, I'm not your friend right now. I'm not your bro. Like, I'm starting to feel like I can be a little harsher with him.
Yeah. Now, harsher.
Yeah.
You're very harsh with him.
No, I'm not.
There's no consequence.
No. With
like,
the
if you do that again, I will do nothing. I wish you were honest when you screamed with him. That's what it would sound like. If you dare do that again, I will do absolutely nothing different next time, young man.
I did not say
that. I will do the same thing. I will scream in your face and I will take care of you.
I did not
I'm the opposite. I'm like, oh, bro, look, you failed. Guess you're walking home, dummy. Fafo, jacket. See you later. And then I'll roll down the way. Hey, look at that kid walking home. What a dummy.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Make him wear a Fafo t-shirt.
I think you need
I fafoed.
I think you need both. In a home, you need both. You need somebody that's soft that will help them.
It's like the soft one normally is the gentle one. And then the angry one is normally the papo.
I'm not
Here we
angry.
Have it all backwards.
I'm not
You're
angry.
Like shouting like compliments.
I do not.
Get up, I miss you. Come here and give me a hug.
That is so not
true. Should just take
You're
going to
give
anger.
People the worst impression.
Lorelai, I have an idea for a video. We will film her shouting at the children and I will voice dub it to say what she's actually saying.
Let's do it.
Okay, tell me one thing you learned about grief last year.
Oh my goodness. I learned so much about grief.
Yes.
I learned that if you have some sort of... And it generally, you don't even remember why, but you're just being a stubborn and you have some fight with someone, get over it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be friends. You don't have to be anything.
Yeah.
But get over it
because
I'm so grateful that I didn't have that. I can't imagine what it's like for people who've held grudges and things like that. Even if someone has wronged you, when they leave this earth, you're not going to think, oh, I'm glad they're gone.
Yeah.
Like, if you think that, you're miserable.
Yeah.
Like, you inside are miserable.
Yeah.
Or they were so miserable to you that you actually mean it. And in that case, if someone's been really hurtful or abusive or whatever, I'm not saying to rekindle that. Like, if you truthfully say to yourself, this person means zero to me and I would rather they not be on the planet, then don't listen to me.
Yeah.
But for the 99.9% of you who don't follow the show but sometimes watch it, if you... are in a position where you feel like there's something, it's not great, there's some nagging something in the back of your head.
Yeah.
Like, clear the air.
Yeah.
I didn't have to worry about any of that.
Yeah.
Because I had done that in the past.
Yeah.
I had probably the same sort of relationship most of us have with our parents.
Yeah.
I didn't have, like, you learn from your parents.
Mm-hmm.
I am a better father than I would have been if I didn't have my father and I didn't learn from the things he did well and I didn't learn from the things he did not do well.
Mm-hmm.
Those both have turned me into the father I am today. And I was grateful for the ability to thank him for that and have him understand that even his mistakes
helped that you be a better
helped me be a better person and we're well beyond that.
Yeah.
And it was just really, really a blessing.
And you got to do that before he passed.
To be able to do that.
Yeah.
And so I learned a lot about grief. You're going to think about this person more when they're gone than when they're here. There's all these things you learned. More than anything, I'm grateful for the way that played out because he did not have a long suffering situation. We got to all be together. Like, all of these little things just landed perfectly.
Yeah. Those were all very heavy lessons that you learned last year.
They were blessings.
Yeah, they were.
Why heavy? Are you making fun of me?
No, I am absolutely not.
Don't make
you know what
fun
I
of.
Learned last year? And I think I've known it for a while, but I really, really, I feel like I doubled down on that knowledge. Intelligence looks very different on so many people. That's what I learned.
Are you brain shaming me?
No.
You calling me a dum-dum?
No, I'm not at all.
All
I
the
think
dummies
that...
know my name?
No. I think that...
It's tridelicious.
People can be intelligent... in so many different ways.
F-A.
Emotionally.
S-H.
Intellectually. Spiritually.
A-U-T. Fashot.
And I...
Or all of the above.
Or all of the above. And I am learning to appreciate...
Like me.
All the different things. Sure.
What sure?
All the different ways that people have brought intelligence into my life.
I've appreciated the way those spicy romance ladies have brought... spicy romance into your life in 2025.
Yeah.
What are their names?
And with that.
What are their names?
The 2025 season comes to
What are you talking
an
about?
End.
It's a season one of 2026.
And with
this
that,
is a new podcast.
2026 season comes to a start. To all of you who have watched our 100 episodes of Sheena Interrupted, who have enjoyed and laughed and cried and learned and... whatever else
send texts while
us.
Listening on the potty
with us, Thank you for being here.
How does that
here.
Make you feel?
We love... We don't have to talk about
I'm just
poop
asking.
And
they're
people's
not poop
habits every single episode.
How does it make you feel?
Doesn't have to be.
That 30% of the people listen to you with no patloons.
You do not know that that's an actual stat.
They straight out put it in the comments. They put that cute poopy emoji. They have an emoji for this for people to, and they do it. So imagine all the people that are embarrassed. You would never say, yes, I'm watching you
never.
On the poopy. So imagine all the poopers that are actually comfortable
Again,
telling
we
you.
We do not need
I'm
to
just end. Saying, you should be proud. That's how people feel vulnerable.
Pooping?
They're doing all kinds of things
yeah.
for you.
Okay. They're
like, yes, you are part of my routine.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Okay, fine. So thank you for being here.
Happy 100th episode.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Paraka.
Yay.
Are you guys coming to... Hi.
No hugs.
Are you coming to celebrate
no
with
hugs.
Us? Mm. Oh my goodness.
Hi, puppy. Go sit.
Come have a seat.
Have a Hello. Seat, bro. Look, we put photos of you on the wall.
Hi.
Oh, wow.
So what do you guys think? This was our season finale. This is the last episode. We're retiring the podcast.
Why?
We made 100 episodes. This
We're
is
done
it.
Now.
Why make another 100?
Should we?
Why? Should we start a new podcast?
No.
Yeah, because when you start a new podcast, then people think you've started something new and they come listen. So we're just going to every year say we're starting. Hey, did you know we started a brand new podcast, even though it's season 3? Because no one listens. So you trick them. That's how it works.
So you trick them?
Yeah, that's how Nike does it. Like, what? Oh, exclusive drop. It's the same shoe. Every 100 days they do a new color and they just drop the same stuff. So we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Exclusive episode. Every episode is going to be exclusive.
Can you guys tell me something? Can you tell me what you think about Dada's jacket?
I love it.
My fit, bro.
You like his jacket?
Check out the kicks.
He looks like a magician.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fact that this show is still on the air is magic.
It really is. Okay.
Lorelai! Take the children. Oh, my goodness. This one's addicted. Jeez, this is too much now. Look at this. This
Look
is a fire hazard. She's so happy. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You said color, we added color.
Thank you so much.
No one take these confetti pieces out of the tree and everywhere. I like them. They're okay. very nice. Let's no. just leave
Season
it like
three.
This. Season 3, here we are.
Here we
Bigger
are.
Bigger and better than last season, maybe. Sure. Thank you. Good night. God bless you. Please pick up your pants and don't forget to wipe. People poop while they watch our show.